We are only 3 days into the new league year. However, the Broncos have found a quarterback. Hello from Broncos headquarters. I'm Matt Boyer, joined now by Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. And guys, we just heard the news. The Broncos acquiring Mark Sanchez via trade from the Philadelphia Eagles. And Phil, to you first. I think the Broncos got pretty good value out of that selection there.
Yeah, well, I think that with Mark Sanchez, you're getting a guy who's been in the league for a while, played all those years with the Jets, last year with the Eagles, started a few games there, a guy who's proven that, hey, he can, with talent surrounding him, he can get the job done. But Mace, I would be surprised if this was the only move that the Broncos made at quarterback.
Yeah, I think this is only the beginning of the Broncos' attempt to replace Brock Osweiler and Peyton Manning going forward. They have Sanchez, they have Trevor Siemian, but wouldn't surprise me if there's another veteran, and I would certainly expect they will use a high draft pick in the 2016 draft on a quarterback, I would say no later than the second round. And really, Sanchez may well be a bridge quarterback to a younger guy like a draft pick or Siemian, because he's in the last year of his contract at $4.5 million will be the cap figure. That's pretty cap-friendly for the Broncos. And like you mentioned, Phil, he's done well in this type of situation with a great defense. And he's never had receivers like Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders that he'll work with. So it's entirely possible that he could have the best season of his career here. Certainly he has the weapons, and what the Broncos will ask him to do, quite frankly, is manage the game. And, you know, people have a bad connotation with game manager. Managing the game got the Broncos to Super Bowl 50 in the playoffs with Peyton Manning. So I think they will ask Sanchez, if he starts, to manage the game, use his weapons, play within himself, and that equation might get the Broncos all they need this year.
And you could have seen the writing on the wall maybe for Sanchez in Philadelphia with them signing Sam Bradford to that big deal and also bringing in a guy like Chase Daniel.
Yeah, and it looks like the first domino was Donald Stevenson to fall. The next one, Mark Sanchez, as Mace and Phil both mentioned. We are still very early in the free agent and player acquisition process. Of course, the draft just a little bit more than a month away. Okay, for Matt Boyer, Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, this has been Broncos TV from Broncos headquarters.